On episode 180 of The Main Course, Patrick Martins was joined by none other than Mario Batali, his wife Susie Khan, and their son Leo. Leo and his brother Benno are the co-authors of the Batali Brothers Cookbook, which they wrote as a surprise for their father's 50th birthday party.
I was like, oh damn, this is going to be like the coolest thing. He's going to be so excited. And then I was like, oh no, he didn't ask for this. He asked for self-portraits and he didn't get himself portraits.
I got to say, it was a complete surprise. I didn't have any idea that they were doing it. They called me every couple of days to ask about a couple of, you know, timing issues or oven temperature things, but I wasn't thinking they were making a book. So when they opened it, it was an emotional experience, I got to say. It brought tears to my eyes. It was truly beautiful. I was more than touched, more than proud, more than taken to the floor.
Well, ever since we were really young, he'd just be kind of, he'd put the food on the table and we just kind of tried it and found out what we liked and didn't like, pretty much.
For a couple of years, Leo had one thing. If people asked him what his favorite thing to eat was, and it was always a source of great joy and mirth. Leo, what was it?
Duck testicles.
I mean, we take our food seriously, but we're not serious about it. We'll go buy something, whether it's Lake Michigan whitefish or just chopped hamburger, and we grill and we think about it a lot. We don't spend too much time on it, but we enjoy the whole process, so it's always fun, and it's delicious because we put time into it, but it's not like we're not writing menus unless we're having parties with a lot of people over. One of the ways to make sure that kids eat just about everything is have them come in the kitchen and work with you. If you bring a challenging ingredient in and don't pretend it's challenging or say, oh my God, we're going to deal with something really challenging here. If you start cooking with them, by the time the kids are done and the dish is made and everything's on the table, they've invested too much to not try it. It's not even in the realm of possibility.
Right.
So just have the food in the house, have it always available, and make sure that you're always kind of moving around the seasons, you know. Keep it changing, but also go back to the classics every now and then, because you can rely on that to bring the people to the table.
For the rest of the conversation with Leo, Mario, and Susie, find episode 180 of The Main Course on our archives at heritageradionetwork.org. Be sure to connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Tumblr, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter for more. Thanks for listening.